Yo, what up, Real Live Talk family? It's your man, Live Tie Handles, Tie Live Handles.
We the Live is
your Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show. Yes, indeed. We here with episode 30, season 5.
And we really in here, y'all.
All the way live, 365.
Sitting there right now, rocking with my homeboy, my partner, Crime 88. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. These are my PNCs right here.
You know what I'm saying? When we hook up with Ty Live, you know what I'm saying? We like to give you all these type of, you know, this sonic experience to go with my man voice, you know what I'm saying? So y'all can really,
Everybody always talking about the voice.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all can really feel this, you know what I'm saying?
Man, it's on your voice. My voice been like this, y'all, since I was 11 years old. Straight up and down. It scared the hell out of my mom. She'd tell you the story verbatim. Like no other.
Ain't he bless y'all?
She straight up. She was like, he went from, hey, mom, how you doing? To, hey, mom, how you doing? At 11. The funniest thing about my voice, the funniest story I've ever encountered. That I share on here.
Yeah. Because
I got an adult time story, voice story for that one too. But on this one here, on the Real Live Talk.
Yeah, right.
The funniest story. I'm in high school. I call a chick that I'm kicking it with, you know what I mean, talking to on her, you know, phone, you know, in her house phone.
Right. What's okay?
Her dad answered the phone. He said, I said, hey, can I speak to Celeste? Not on this phone.
Oh.
And hung up. So I called back. I called back. He said, what did I just say to you? Ain't no grown-ass man going here. I said, excuse me, sir, before you hang up again on me.
Hold on.
I'm only this age right here. I'm in the same high school your daughter go to. That's what I'm calling him. He said, I don't believe you. You're a grown-ass man. You probably in college. Third year.
Because he heard the voice, y'all.
Third year. I said, no, man. I'm only a junior in high school. He said, you want to talk to me? You want to call this house and talk to my daughter? I need to meet you face to face. So not only did I make that happen, I brought my mom Dukes with me.
My Dukes, you know she gonna hold it.
And she told that story. Mom told the story like his voice been like this since he was 11. So all the folks that give me shout outs to the voice, whatever. Yeah, I'm still trying to, you know.
My man had problems back in the day though.
I'm trying to freak it a little bit different.
My man had problems back in the day.
But no, this voice helps me not have to whoop my kids when I'm disciplined. All I gotta do is just get loud.
What?
And you bark out some orders. Am I right or wrong? Brethren is seated.
Like, oh shit, Pops ain't fucking around, y'all.
I gotta whoop y'all. I'll just give you a little bit of. Now, some people will be like, oh man, he uses that to think he can. He, you know, he's untouchable. You know, I don't use that shit. I like creating with my voice versus being intimidating with it.
Because what I notice is by my brother right here, because the voice can be intimidating, but he uses it a lot to soothe people.
Yeah, I'll be trying. You know how many chicks that fell asleep on my ass? We'd be having a good conversation, and then they get quiet. And they feel like one side. I'm like, I'm sorry if I'm talking too much. And they'd be like,
two sides to the coin, y'all.
They'd be sitting there quiet. I'd be like, then I hear heavy breathing. I'm like, yeah. These bitches that fell asleep on me.
On the chest plate.
Chest, phone, it don't matter.
On the phone. Yo, shout out to the girls who be going to sleep on the phone, acting like y'all still up too. Y'all think y'all slick.
When I hear their asses breathing heavy, I know they went to sleep on me.
Y'all be thinking
I just hang the phone up. I don't even be trying to wake them up.
No, right. No,
I don't even talk.
You went to sleep on me. And they called back the next day all super early.
I'm sorry, I don't do I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Shut up. See, I'm funny. I'm putting some like this on the phone.
All you had to do was say, hey, your voice is making me sleepy.
Hey,
just a little babble real quick, y'all, before we, you know, get into the the real live angle of the real live talk podcast episode.
Yeah, we skippity bopping and shit.
Yeah, we skippy dippy bop. Yeah, we give it a little skippy bop.
Yo, talk to him, man. Talk to him.
But yeah, yeah. the topic and angle. I got a question for the real live talk family. First of all praises due to the Most High.
To the universal. All universal. That's right. Y'all don't forget
all
that.
All knowing. They're all goody.
That's right. And don't play with that, y'all.
This moment here, I mean, I almost didn't even go live, you know, and drop an episode because I'm one of them individuals that enjoy the moment.
Yeah, we've been in the moment, y'all.
We've been talking about all sorts of stuff.
Which brought us to this.
Which brought us to this one here. So I present the question. On episode 30, season 5, all the way live, 365. What do y'all feel is the more universal language?
Between what?
Music. Math.
Or
money.
Music. Oh, boy, that's a powerful one.
Now, the live historian, 88 the Great, ixnayed why money ain't even in the equation. But I threw it out there because we're in the times where that's the only language.
And some folks, will equate that with that.
They think.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They all about
money. Well, money, what I was going to say, money is a global language, not a universal.
Yeah.
So money only applies to our globe. When you're speaking about the universe, nobody gives a shit about our Republic credits. Only Earth cares about that.
That's real shit, y'all.
If we do run into somebody from the universe, you think $100 million is going to sway them?
Nope.
No.
Even $100 billion won't sway them.
That shit does not translate to the cosmos, y'all.
It does not translate to the cosmos. But what does is music
and, what
and
makes,
math.
And what makes that money
math
add? The math.
And music.
Because when you count, when you count money, you counting math. When you listen to music, you just listening to different musical formulas formulated off of frequencies of math.
Ooh, yeah.
Your whole body, the DNA, no, not the DNA, but the chromosome cell is an equation of mathematical probabilities. That's why I can adjust to anything.
So that's why you could actually remove money and put science in there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And one thing about money I want to say, since we spoke that up and we put that on the subject, money, folks, remember, money, more than a monetary system, is an energy system. You're monetizing off of the energy that you exert to get this money. And you get this money, and what you do with it, you consume, you conserve, you make movements with it. It interchanges. This is energy passing. This is all money. Money is an energy system. So the more energy you put out, the more money you will consume, and the more money you can trade in commerce.
Well, my thing with money is that, it's a global language.
Speak with that, because I got a certain
it's
situation
in
there, too.
Everybody on the globe speaks in money, but money is currency. And currency is tradable value. So money really don't mean anything. Everything goes to what backs the money up. Because we can just reel off money. Any government can do that.
Yep.
But what backs the money up?
Do y'all know what backs the money up now?
Speak to it.
Do y'all know what our money was backed up by and what it is backed up now? Do you know what other currencies are backed up off of? Folks, these are things that you need to be very aware of.
Back in the day, it used to be spices and sugar and shit that. Now they became gold.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Silver.
So now it's all of the metals.
Yeah.
Before, gold. It was all of the resources that you could gather. You know, spices was a currency at the time.
Yes, it was.
And that backed up your bank.
Yep.
Yep. You backed up your money.
Yep.
But now it's all gold medal. I mean, at one time, it was, they called it the Bronze Age for a reason. The Iron Age, the Bronze Age. Yeah. That's because those were the medals that backed up your banks.
Yep. And you know, right now, it's like three nations right now who are very rich off of the iron that their continent produces, because people come and harvest that iron to build shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they still use all of that, but that's not what back up.
Fort
Knox ain't full of bronze and iron.
No.
It's Fort Knox might not be full of anything, really.
No, it ain't. No. The U.S.
You don't let it be told.
The U.S. Treasury said in 98
that
that lady said we haven't had gold in the U.S. Treasury since the 80s. All right. Now by me saying that, I want you folks to understand something. The motherfucking currency ain't been backed up by gold since the 80s, right? And before that, we had the watermark. You know what I'm saying? Because our water was worth currency. Because we harvest a lot of water around our continent. You know what I'm saying? So these two things was used as equity for our country. But other countries, they got uranium. They got platinum. You know what I'm saying? A lot of other countries are richer than ours, but they just don't monetize off of it. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's because we monetize off of it.
We the ones.
Our currency is military might.
We got a whole state.
If you got something, you ever played the game of Risk or Strategia?
Risk is a motherfucker.
The whole point of the game is, if you got something, I'm going to take it. Basically, they teaching you the most American way ever on the board game. Parker Brothers.
You got it.
Tell you
I want it.
Yeah.
I'm taking it.
Well, I mean, we didn't start the fire. Japan was doing it long before us.
Sure was.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm talking about back in the Ming dynasties and shit. They was, you know, hey, we don't have resources. They invaded China, except not just World War II, several times because of resources.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take what you got. And that's the name of the game in the world. Global domination means...
Yeah. I mean, like,
take what you got.
Exactly
what I don't what have, I'm going to take from you.
What I don't have...
Because folks got to realize something. Folks got to notice that when the colonizers came to America... and had people harvesting cotton to ship it across, don't you guys think that they had to have a market for it to go to?
Yeah, what was our biggest export?
We were already exporting corn and cotton out of America.
You see what this is, right?
All they
nobody had it.
They just came and took over the trade system.
You look at all the shirts, you know, yeah.
They came and took over the trading systems, but corn, indigo, things of that nature,
China,
was always harvested and traded from here. You go to the old ancient shit, where you get dudes like Mansa Musa, who made his business to come over here because he wanted some corn. He wanted certain spices. He wanted shit that was from here that you couldn't get there. And that's why when you go to Egypt to this day, guys, look at the Egypt pyramids.
Well, that was silk.
And
that
you will see
China and
you will see corn.
And hair.
You will see corn in the hieroglyphics. Now notice, corn don't grow over there. Now when you look at those hieroglyphics closely, it'll show you, the hieroglyphic is showing you the passage and the trade between those African villages and the tribes that were over here. And they're showing you how they got the corn over there. They're showing you how they got the seed over there. You know what I'm saying?
So remove the whole health situation of corn.
Yeah.
Because it's a silent killer, for real. Let's remove that part of it.
It has many industrial properties.
Corn is in damn near every product.
It's in your clothes. Your shoes. The rubber on your shoes got corn in it. The battery in your phone. The rubber that's connected to that shit is corn husk. That's why the shit don't burn. You ever try to smoke a joint or a blunt out of corn husk?
Dude.
That shit, you be smoking for 4 hours. I've done this. You be smoking for 4 hours. It's not going to
burn
like that. And that's why in the coils of that shit that's in your phone that generates it and a lot of other things, it's corn in that.
Corn.
You know what I'm saying? But corn and hemp.
To answer the question.
That's why. Go ahead.
The most universal language is music.
Yes. Let's go ahead and get to
transcend.
Yes, sir.
Let's not get off the hood or something. Let's get too deep. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it all the way to the surface.
Listen, music is a. Music has brought together people during wars.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. And it's also been used as warfare. Huh. People don't know what I'm talking about. Check the Noriega files.
Yeah.
They blasted this one song over and over. I think it might have been the Spice Girls.
Oh.
I think they played the Spice Girls over and over and over. A psychological warfare on big ass loudspeakers. I'm not bullshitting about
this. Yeah, just real
shit. To bring Noriega out.
In Panama. They played in Panama.
You want to be my lover, I think.
In Panama.
Like on end. Like, psychological warfare. They just blasted this horrible music. Like, seriously. So no. Music can be used as warfare or yeah. It can bring people together. They had the ceasefire, they had a Christmas ceasefire on the Western Front at one point. After they ceased fire, they went back in their trenches and they played music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's got to be the most universal language.
Yeah, that's real shit.
It has to be.
It's people that don't know anything can play a song. They don't know another language and play a song, but if they know that song,
why you guys think music soothes the savage beast?
They know that song in every language.
About to go there.
Because music, that's their mythology too.
Because music is set up in formulas of frequencies. The frequencies are all mathematical equations. So the music and the math always go together. You know, the first language was Hebrew. And before that, they call it Paleon Hebrew.
Ooh.
Paleon Hebrew is what they call, and translated, it means God's language. Ooh. All right? When you read Paleon Hebrew, it's written out like a song. It ain't no commas, ain't no blanks.
Nope.
These people were basically singing to each other. That's how they talk to each other.
What's the biggest book of the Bible?
Oh, yeah. Psalms.
Literally translated means songs.
Songs.
The biggest book in the Bible is songs.
Yeah. Lift your voice.
This is what I'm saying. So
lift your voice and rejoice to the Lord.
The biggest book in the Bible is literally translated to songs.
These are things of frequency.
Yeah.
Lift your voice and rejoice to the Lord. Because
He
wants to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Frequencies. It's frequency in your blood. That's why... You wonder how the blood of the innocent could cry to the heavens, because blood has a frequency. You know what I'm saying? And when it's done a certain way, that's why when you die, you can't use your blood no more. Something's missing.
Mm.
It's called the soul. The blood is a soul tie. These are all mathematic frequencies.
And think about all of the greats that have created this beautiful thing called music. Even when they pass, they still get royalties 70 years later.
Yep. And some of them don't even know.
The fact that the song was still relevant 70 years later. Or some 200, 300 years later.
And some of them can't even read math. But they are considered fucking geniuses.
Look at the tours.
Because of the frequencies and the notes that they was able to bend to make these sounds.
Look at the tours.
Yeah, exactly.
You have artists doing tours in spots where you never would have thought somebody doing.
Well, about the frequencies. This is true about frequencies. I know I incorporated in some of the music. I can't give y'all all of the secrets, but
right.
There are certain frequencies that's pleasing to the human ear.
You got the angel's note. You got the devil's.
No, I'm just talking about like certain down like lower frequencies or higher frequencies that's pleasing to the ear. And the trick is when you're making music is to hit somewhere in between there. Now, people don't even use frequencies when they're doing it because they do it naturally. People that are just natural musicians don't even think about it. But if you wanted to put science in there, think of the frequency of a baby crying that is not pleasing to the ear. Mm-hmm. So you don't want your music to be on that note or that level. That's why you don't hear a lot of music on that frequency.
Yes, sir.
But people don't even know that they use their science at that point.
Exactly.
But I did work with somebody that I no longer work with that was very in tune with that. They worked in the church.
You told me about this guy, yeah.
They would tell me to lower certain things, lower certain instruments, or make this certain instrument
higher, because
it would be more pleasingly aesthetic to the ear.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, frequencies do matter.
And church pianists, an organist composed in a very different way than any other people. Perfect example, Zaytoven. The Gucci Man producer, Jeezy producer, Zaytoven, the worldwide, look, he started as a church composer.
Sure did.
He'll tell you that. He made a movie about the shit, coming from the church to hip-hop, you know what I'm saying?
Life Wonder.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's
another one.
And because the church folks, they understand these spiritual frequencies. So when you in church, you're taught to tune things to a certain level to lift that certain spirit. So they come to a music game with a whole different understanding. You know what I'm saying? Music can lift your spirit. Perfect example. Remember we was talking to one day, Jay. Earth, Wind, and Fire. All the guys out there who antennas up, guys, ladies, check these guys out. Look at their album covers. Look at the album covers. Listen to what they're saying. These are frequencies they're doing, and that's why the music feel a certain way. The song Fantasy, how does that song make you feel when you hear it? Yeah. Every instrument, every vocal on that song is in C minor. C minor. Now, it's two other notes that goes with it. But C minor is the bass chord of what they call the angel key. The C minor is the feel-good note. Know what I'm saying? You get down to F. Now, you tap into lower frequency, like drill music. That's something different, though.
We're going to...
Because these frequencies resonate with certain types of music. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the reasons why the hip-hop shit is turned a certain way. Because there's a certain frequency that's tuned in right now. And I'm not saying that all the guys who do drill and trap music, hey, I did that shit too. Hey, I can write songs for you right now. You got to put the redemption in the music. And what I mean by that is, how many records you hear nowadays with the C note in it? It's pretty much been removed out of music.
Yeah, well,
that's why R&B don't exist.
It's happy.
No, it is because
that's why R&B faded away.
They don't have a lot of happy music.
That's why R&B faded away.
I'll show you something happy that nobody even realized.
I'll show you something happy.
Hey, no, dudes, y'all know what I'm saying. That C note is a motherfucker, right?
The thing with the whole frequency thing is that the ear is geared towards slightly higher sounds, but we got equipment now to make lower sounds aesthetically pleasing.
Yes.
So that's how trapping everything makes it, because it controls those frequencies. Right, it controls that. But I'm going to tell you, one of the most successful songs in the world is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And this is what I was explaining to you about using the strings that I use.
Mm-hmm.
You know why that's the most successful, one of the most successful songs in the world? And I learned this, I think, from Stevie Wonder.
Producers.
No.
This is the most successful song in the world because of this.
Stevie Wonder's a...
musical genius. But no, because the song, because it skips octaves in the first two notes.
Producers, listen. This is game.
It skips optics in the first two notes. So the first two notes, if you think is somewhere, which is that whole octave. Because it already traps you in. Which
it takes you to that move off the riff.
Using strings and the thing, one of my go-tos is to just jump.
Straight to high C.
Some of the things I do, I just go straight octaves.
That does the same thing.
It's just like when I use the book to go here. What a Wonderful World.
The chord, the strings, you hear in the background.
Jumping
octaves.
And
he sings it?
And you can't tell because his voice is so crabby, but he pitches his voice up to match that C note.
So he's in. Well, he's speaking about the
jumping. When I'm speaking jumping octaves,
I watch him grow.
Yeah, he goes.
Okay, so I gotta explain it.
He take you from there.
I say to myself,
and he bring you back up.
What a wonderful world! You hear how he's doing that?
And these frequencies and these mathematical equations that go with the frequencies are what's affecting your body. It's what affecting your mind.
I'm gonna show you better than I can. He wasn't one of my favorites
because when you hear the strings, that's what wrote you.
This is one of our favorite 88 beats, y'all.
This one, hear that string in the back?
Yeah.
It's going octaves.
time you talk about the go-to move, nigga. And people, you never noticed that the background strings jump octaves at one point.
Yeah.
They start down there. And then they go.
Yeah, and they come back down. Yeah. Hey, God, this one, one of our favorite beats to 88 produce, y'all.
Hey, he on
see that?
Hey, he's killing his own.
He's showing y'all the formula right now. This real game
I'm
in your face.
I'm just saying how those things matter to the ear. Sometimes that's a go-to move. Sometimes you just need to jump out. So you go.
And, no, and he got the vocals going up and down too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know who played with them octaves
like
real good?
Yeah, we can't get y'all too much.
Prince?
Yeah, they,
he did it.
No, you know what? No, it was funny you said that.
Diamonds and Pearls is a perfect example.
No.
Diamonds and Pearls is a perfect
example. It's singled out. Now watch this. Singled out. You're going to hear what these strings do. Now you get an octave lower. That's what I'm talking about.
Y'all hear this?
Y'all niggas want to rap right now, don't y'all? Y'all want to rap right now, don't y'all?
And that's what you get.
Hey, Jay. No. Start the horns. And hit him with the drums and build it up on him one time.
Y'all
is ready to rap right now, wasn't y'all? No, but
I show you that to.
We gonna give you another level to God. Talk to him, 88.
And then, I said I can show you something happy.
How about that?
No, but I can.
Now y'all heard him.
He was just saying, but he was talking about. So what he was talking about was they eliminated majors.
Yeah.
Right. So they eliminate the majors from trap music because trap music is not happy.
Yeah.
And
they wanted to feel a certain way.
What you learn in music class is a major note is always like it's on a happy note, right?
It's on a happy.
But so
and you can throw it on.
I'll give you this
on the down
note. I submit to you this song was all in the major key.
That's what I got from him. That's what I got from fucking with.
I gave you this song in a major key, and it still don't sound as happy as people think. But this is what you can do with major keys if y'all stop trying to X them out. This whole song is in F major.
Check
which
that out,
y'all.
Major, F major.
Remember you brought up the F?
Yeah.
Remember you brought up the F?
You brought it in real, yeah.
No, but just like you said, they eliminated
not minor, he put it in
this
major.
Whole song in a major key.
Don't that feel good, y'all? Don't that feel good? Don't you want to bop right now? You want to pull a J out and blaze it up? Look at your girl right now and shit. You want to smack some ass or something?
Yeah.
You feel good right now. You know what I'm saying? It feel good, don't it, y'all? Let's check my man Eddie out right here, though.
So I just give y'all that's major.
How's it attached to the topic at hand? Universal.
Well, I was saying universal. I mean, music. I went with music as the most universal.
Yes, I agree.
Well, yeah.
Because you can tap in the feelings. But that one, it just explains how you tap in the feelings. It's happy music, it's sad music.
It's
just
the,
by tapping into the major or minor notes. You got you got fourth notes and diminished seventh notes that give you a different feeling.
Man.
All of it is a different feeling when you really
a different
study music.
Feeling, guys.
So it will speak. Music can cross barriers that languages can't.
Yes,
sir.
So I know that to be a fact.
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, look.
So I would say
math
that's
would be a
the
close
most
second because of the fact
you
cannot force an end result on the math equation.
Yeah.
If it's not the actual end result.
Yeah.
Well,
you can't say 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah. No.
You cannot
I was just about to say that math is universal
two.
Because it's absolute.
Yeah.
So math is universal because it's absolute.
Yep.
And the other thing is math creates an avenue for trade and barter.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know what? You know,
so
yeah.
If you got a universal language in math, you can always set up some type of barter system or something.
Yep.
Now you're starting to move various.
And like Jay was saying, music is the ultimate conductor of math.
Ooh.
You can heal your body through frequencies.
Yeah.
A frequency is sound. Yeah. The sound is created through the formula of the mathematics to get that frequency. You know what I'm saying? When you hear,
facts.
Like I was talking about the F, right? That F minor, you know what I'm saying? First. It's a certain note that shit resonates in your body with. That's why when you hear it, like everybody out there got a song that they love. When you hear it, you feel good. You're ready to party. Whatever that song is, the math that's formulated in that song resonates with your body. It hits your body. It hits your DNA. Your fucking chromosome.
Well, that,
why you think
that spiral
the, why you think
has an algorithm like we was talking to. These certain notes and frequencies taps into that and it energizes it.
What?
Or it could.
Why you think that the Rondo song is so dope to me?
Well, the thing, well, that, it is. So, well, I'm going to tell you
that the Rondo. No, that's how I know Al Green listened to that nigga.
Come on, now. Because
that's that same frequency.
Ron Isley did?
He kept that same frequency.
Well, what I was saying is your body, and yes, your body does give off frequencies, but it's kind of like a, you ever watch these things about sharks? Your body gives off frequencies because sharks don't see very well. Yeah. So when you down there, like, they pick up.
Yeah, yeah.
Every human body gives off frequencies, usually higher than lower. Actually, the higher the frequency, the more healthier you probably are. I think I read that.
That's real shit.
But
you can be scientifically dead.
I've been saying that. I raised my hand. I've been saying that for a long
time. It is used, like some creatures can use it that are actually more advanced than using their senses than us. Like dogs.
That's real shit.
Sharks can pick up on electricity and
dolphins
frequency. And dolphins can sonar locate dolphins off the of
best.
Frequencies. So, yes, humans do give off those. Not as high as some other animals, which means we are not the all-intelligent.
We're not.
But because we don't speak the same language, which, by the way,
we lost
the more than the most intelligent animals on this earth.
Yeah.
Communicates through song.
Through song.
That would be
whales and dolphins.
Whales communicate through mostly song.
Whales and dolphins.
Which also tells you music is, that's how universal music is. They communicate through song mostly.
The bees make a song when they got to the hive.
they got to dance.
To let them know.
Yes, they got a certain way of buzzing and a certain
one buzz is to protect the queen, y'all. they're breaking the hive down. The other buzz.
You sure that was two buzzes?
I got some shit. I found some shit over here.
Tommy done fucked up again. He can't get his buzzes right.
Let's go over there. You know what I'm saying? And the other buzz is everybody get the fuck out the hive. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no. I learned about it. It's three of them.
No, they
it's
got
one,
different ways.
It's one.
But
it's one that says protect the queen. They're breaking the hive down. Everybody protect the queen. Let's get her out of here. We're going to get out of here, but we got to get her. Then it's the other buzz they got that says.
And I'm glad you brought that
up. It says, Hey, I found some food over here, y'all.
Yeah, the honey dance.
We about to go over here.
The honey dance, yeah. It's a real thing.
I got some shit over here.
No, it is. It sounds funny.
And other bees. No, honey dance.
We're not talking about Winnie the Pooh.
We're not talking about
the alibi pussy. Inn either. Yeah.
Because
he said alibi. I said chasing pussy. Yeah.
It resonates, right?
Yeah.
Because the one worker bee will come in there and buzz and be like, okay, I found some shit, right? But it's not official until one of the head bees come down from whatever he had in the hive. He's gonna do the same buzz. Whatever that dance is.
He comes down and tell you where it is.
He's gonna do the honey dance and be like, cause if the other bee doesn't repeat the dance to him, that vibration, you know what I'm saying? Then that means, okay, well, you really don't know then. Well, no, we ain't going there. Matter of fact, he chanced out the hive. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm glad you brought that up because another musical.
It's the distress buzz. And that's the real distorted one. That means everybody get the fuck out the hive. We about to die. and that's the real distorted buzz. That buzz is very distinctive. You know what I'm saying?
It's an insect that you might know of that vibrates the hairs on their legs in a real quick manner to produce a sound.
Now, we don't think it's a song because we hate hearing that shit
again,
at night.
What they call it again?
They call it crickets.
Yep.
Crickets. That's what they do to make the sound.
With the fast, because you hear that? Yeah,
but
dangerous.
That's not a pleasing sound to us, but to them.
I get some good sleep off some crickets.
Well, that's one thing. This is how you know the person. Off topic though, this is how you know shit is changing in this world. Because I don't hear crickets no more at night,
man.
I said that to my cousin about 10 years ago.
Barely see the moon.
I said about to my cousin like 10 years ago. Like, remember, it used to be like, seriously, when we was growing up. The black, that's all you heard all night long was crickets. You don't hear that shit no more. Crickets. They gone.
Folks out there, when last time y'all seen a goddamn butterfly?
Butterfly's gone. Grasshoppers is gone.
A grasshopper.
Lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs.
We used to catch them by the
lightning bugs.
We used to have lanterns made out of lightning bugs.
Ladybugs.
Can't even find that no more.
Probably that now.
Where they at? I'm just saying, where they at, man? You know what I'm saying?
So. And other birds do the same thing.
Well, birds will tell you when an earthquake comes.
Hummingbirds. They vibrate their wings.
Birds sing all the time, right? That's what they meant to
say. They singing bird.
They wake you up singing whatever the hell they singing outside.
They be chirping it up.
It's not in the top 20, I can tell you that.
That's how they communicate.
There ain't nothing worse than when you have a nest near your window.
And most things
that
are
higher. You hear all the songs.
And most things at a higher frequency do communicate by song. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't no higher frequency than the bird.
Ain't no coincidence that gold disc we was talking about earlier that we sent up to space with Mozart and shit on it. When it came back to us.
Mozart into space.
No, but when we got that bitch back, it was a song style frequency on that gold disc that we put out there. Mm-hmm. They sent the song back to us. We sent them a song, they sent the song back. You know what I'm saying? That's universal language.
Talk to me.
You know what I'm saying? That's universal language, man.
It is higher than the birds.
It's, oh, yeah, of course.
Or the whales. I go back to the whales.
Whales and dolphins.
Whales,
man.
A whale song could be heard for miles.
Miles.
Dozens of miles. Like, you know, we're talking about 50 miles or so.
Yeah.
The whale song could be heard.
And dolphins don't, man.
Well, dolphins just use sonar. They don't sing like they use a series of clicks.
Yeah.
But the whales actually sing.
Yeah. That shit's like,
yeah, they sing. They have a song. And what every song is unique. They make their own song. Well, just like the penguin, the movie, Happy Feet. It's true to that. Penguins actually tap out songs.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, well, they don't tap them out, but they do have a
way of communicating, with their feet.
And
yeah,
it's kind of like, it's songs too.
When y'all last time you heard penguins, don't know that.
The ecosystem is off because the ice is melting.
Polar
bears are on the verge of extinction because we hunting them, because they don't have anything to eat. Everything they eating is dying off.
Yeah, man.
And then, you know, they live on the ice. There's no more ice.
Yeah.
So the birds and stuff and the seals that was up there, they migrating.
A polar bear fell on me.
I'm cooler than the polar bear's toenails. Oh, hell.
A polar bear fell on me.
It'd be a lot of dead carcasses out there, too. But we ain't the ones hurt. We ain't the ones
polar
hunting.
Polar bears don't want the dead.
We ain't the ones hunting.
They're like this.
They're not scavengers.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, though, in Alaska, there's some other shit up there. We ain't the ones hunting.
Well, Alaska is the number one place for abductions.
Yeah,
so.
we ain't the ones.
You saying some other shit up there. Yeah, have to clarify, because we might be going in the Curtis
time. We ain't the only ones hunting the animals. We're not the ones hunting the animals up there. They getting found dead up there, but we're not the ones hunting them. It ain't the humans up there. It ain't the Inuits, you know what I'm saying? Some other shit going on.
You said Alaska is the who?
Number one
spot for abductions.
Number one. For the past 20 years.
Like, missing people.
Whether
you want to believe where... Who the abductors are is up to you.
And the hot spot for UFO.
Missing people. Over Wolf Creek.
And that would
which
be...
Which is Australia.
It makes all the way sense. Because what one state or area has 6 months of...
Light, 6 months of dark. It is the number one place... It
goes in the dark, comes the light.
Now... Some people feel these abductions are not done by sick people.
Right.
Some people feel they're not done by people at all. Well, think about it. It is one of the most remote locations that's populated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Antarctica is not populated other than scientists.
No.
And you can't go there. It's a desert, so it don't even do the sun.
You
sun
can't
and
go
the
there.
You can't do that.
It's two spots in Antarctica you go to. It's a resort on one, and it's another one where the scientists are.
And the resort is where they build these beautiful-ass situations I've been seeing on Instagram lately.
But look, those are the only places that you could go to. Antarctica has a whole landmass the size of half of Africa up there. But those are the only two spots we can see.
You can get you some Eskimo pussy.
Yeah. My point being, we don't know what the fuck is out there in the world, y'all. We don't know what's out there in the world. All right,
let's get back up. Let's get back on point, though.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Let's get back on point.
That's pretty much the premises on here. You know what I mean? On this episode right here. I just felt there was a need to, you know, ask that question.
With the math and the music and the mathematics, though, and shit, though.
Put something else out here.
That's one thing. The folks who did get to Antarctica and get back, the dudes was real heavy in math. They knew navigation. All that shit goes in the map. Navigation, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? And them dudes found out where to get into that motherfucker and get out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they found out basically map, what the world looked is, like when, on map. It wasn't on sight.
Nah. Map is very important, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Then you got to figure factors into engineering and everything. But as a universal language, because
a lot of shit that we see and hear is built off frequencies, y'all.
Other good example of the math is that, you know, you got to calculate these shits to get to space or whatever. But you have instances, well, you have the one instance where the cosmonauts and the astronauts got together and did that shit at one space station, which means they all had to use what the universal language.
Yeah, universal language.
Yep, to meet to that coordinates at least, shit. You know what I'm saying?
Flat out.
I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? And just by you knowing that, and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we saying this right now, but like I told y'all, don't believe nothing I say. Go look at it.
Go ahead and do your own research.
You will learn to understand that a lot of shit run off of math. The formulas, the frequencies that you see, that you hear, these things that they're formulating is off of mathematical equations. You know what I'm saying?
Do your own search.
You always pay attention to that, man.
But that's the one thing. They say, like, music is different and but music connects people. One thing about math, you put it in the equation because you said it's absolute. Here's the one thing, and I'm going to leave you with this. Math does not change the world over. You don't have to translate letters. You don't have to translate phrases or anything. Math is absolute. It does not change the world over. Any mathematical equation in France is the same one in the U.S. It's the same one in Saudi Arabia. It's the same one in Ethiopia. The same one in Colombia.
That's right.
Those equations stand true for the entire world.
A half is a half and a whole is a whole.
So it might be more universal than music because it never changes.
From the block to Beijing, a half is a half and a whole is a whole. I take this half ounce I got right now, I go to Beijing, it's still going to be a motherfucking half ounce. They might call it something different.
Well, even like the
formula. That's what it is, though.
Just the formulas basically stay the same. Yeah. E equals MC squared is going to be E equals MC squared no matter where you at. I don't care what alphabet you choose to use, but E equals MC squared is going to be that equation.
Exactly.
Ratio, the theory of relativity, all of that, all these equations.
Yeah.
A right triangle is going to be a right triangle no matter where you at.
Exactly.
Don't matter if you know what language you speak. That's why math might be the most universal thing because it never changes. Equations don't change.
But I'm gonna touch on what you said though, Jay. Music though, I do believe is the ultimate fucking like conglomerate of these equations to reach people.
I'll let you do this.
You know what I'm saying?
Music can soothe souls. Math can break barriers.
Yep.
Math can break language barriers. Music can soothe souls.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's hand in hand.
I remember the old biblical scripture about David's harp.
and how he could play the harp and subdue armies. He could move elements with his harp.
Yeah. And they harp, also had that in mythology. Hmm.
That harp was actually a mathematical equation. These things are not explained to folks that you don't really understand. What I want y'all to understand is they are specific mathematical equations. The space gate, the stargate is a mathematical equation they had to get to.
You say it like that, it sounds more like a weapon to me.
These are mathematical equations, you know what I'm saying?
Sounds like a weapon and we don't have the technology.
The Harp of David, the Spirit of Destiny. When Hitler was searching for that Spirit of Destiny, it was a specific spear. Why do you think he went everywhere in the world looking for it? He had to learn the mathematics to this formula.
We ended it right there, y'all. We ended it right there. we had to tap into this real quick. This is why it's real live talk. That's why this is the platform it is.
Math and frequencies run the world you live in. Learn about it, y'all. Man, one thing I want to say before I end out, before you, I mentioned earlier, David, King David and the harp that subdued armies and could open up and manipulate elements, right? Right now, what are they running? The harp machine. It's all the same mathematical frequency. Nothing's new under the sun, y'all.
Nothing. That's a whole other topic right there. Nothing new under the sun.
Because the math don't change. The math is absolute.
But brothers on this one, y'all have definitely been all the way. Like, you know what I mean?
Like ADA said, the map is absolute. It don't change.
Y'all have been all the way official with the jewels. It felt good for me to sit back and just be like, hey. Like I said, this is a we thing, not a me thing. But I love my brothers being able to.
We think you let me talk my shit. The ADA talking shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you don't think? Snappy, crappy.
No, I just killed it. I killed that one. That was done.
It's a we thing, not a me thing. This is our platform. It's been like that. All right, y'all. We signing off. Real live way. Y'all be well. We'll get with you next time. Focus up. Understand.
Hey.
Understand what the deal is.
We really in here, y'all.
And be sucker free if you know how to be.
The live is, y'all.
I'm live out, yo. I'm live Ty Handles. I thank you for tuning in, tapping in.
Sean Capone, well known, Cleveland Zone.
Yeah.
88.
Yeah.
That's right. On the ones and twos in this bitch. Yeah, no. That feel good,
live
right?
Out.
That feel good right there, don't y'all? Doesn't feel good? Listen to that right there. Get some of your life right there, man.
Talk to me.
88 is so great.
Talk to me.
Hey, y'all hear that C note? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what gets y'all feeling good right there. You feel that right there in your heart right there? It resonates, ain't it? Yeah. Talk to me.
They don't even like, that frequency's alive. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a great one. Rose. Yeah. So many different levels of this music here. So many levels, y'all. That's what makes it all the way live. A real live movement right here. What? All right. It is what it be. It be is what it is. Make sense of it in your best way. All right, y'all. We out of here. You want to bring up, you want to play some or you just going to go ahead and dead it? Go ahead and dead it. Uh-huh. you in the mood. You know what I mean?
Chip a man out, though.
Ooh. You know the horn, dude? You know what I mean? This right here. Come on, now. The frequency.
Y'all feel that nigga, man?
Can I call you Rose?
You know what I'm saying? That's the one thing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fucking with Jado, like, you know, I was, like, straight trapping everything out. But Jay showed me how to put the melody back in the trap, though, you know what I'm saying? How to put the C note back in the trap, you know what I'm saying? How to put the C note in the drill, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Live up. Live out.